My topic today is on post-Coons exactions. And basically, this is a case that came out in 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court, called Coons versus John River Water Management District. And basically, the issue they had there was whether Nolan Dolan exactions, if you don't know what those are, we'll talk about them in a minute, but whether Nolan and Dolan exactions requirements had to be met when a government demands property from a land use permit application when, one, the permit is denied. And in other words, you didn't take it. I mean, it's one thing to say, I grant your permit, but you have to give me these things. This is a case where they said no. So ostensibly the argument is, well, if we said no, we didn't attach any conditions to it, so we didn't take anything. And the other one was whether or not it applied if you weren't requiring a dedication of land as part of a development exaction, but simply money or land in lieu of. And the court answered affirmatively in both of them that Nolan Dolan scrutiny can apply in those kind of cases. So kind of as a backdrop, you know, basically when we're talking about exactions, it's a type of takings claim. You hear that, you know, it's a taking. What is a taking? Well, you've got basically two different clauses that we deal with here in Texas. The first one is up there. That's our federal takings claim. And then we have the Texas constitutions. And they basically are worded differently, but in essence, they both, they at least historically now, have been construed to basically cover the same thing. Many of our state court cases say that none of the parties have argued that we should apply anything other than the federal standard. So the Texas Supreme Court has historically simply reverted back to federal takings jurisprudence, although I think you could make an argument historically that our Texas takings constitution has slightly different historical underpinnings, and you might be able to argue that it's slightly broader in some capacity, but no one has ever actually tried to make that argument yet, at least not that I'm aware of any reported case.